Hello and welcome back to From 350 to A0, where we slow down a little and just have a little chat. Hello guys, once again, and welcome back to another episode with me. And today we have a different kind of episode. We're not going to actually talk about the whole race that happened in Miami, because honestly, it was kind of a boring race, so we're not here to talk about Miami. Today, I have two guests on my podcast. I had them, and basically, we called each other up, and we recorded a podcast episode together. So I hope you will enjoy it. It will probably be two parts, so this is part one. And yeah, let's just get straight to it. I'm also apologizing for the quality of the podcast, because it will be a little bit worse than it's here, than you're hearing me now here. But yeah, let's get straight to it, and yeah, enjoy. Today with me we have Ryan and Aki. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey there.
I'm just going to go straight into the questions, because I have some questions for you guys.
Go ahead. Ask as you like.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, Aki, you mentioned that you do some sort of karting, right?
Yes, I do karting. SWS, to be exact.
Okay, so that says nothing to me, honestly, and that's what I wanted to ask, because I have no knowledge of karting. I don't know how karting works, like none of that. Yes. So can you please explain that a little bit to me?
Okay, so in karting, there is, at least where I live, there is three kind of championships for karting. So you have Rotax, IEMI, and SWX.
Okay.
I'm too broke for Rotax and IEMI, so that's why I'm doing SWS. It's basically a rental kart that you're racing on a weekend.
Okay, I wanted to ask another question, because basically then from that category of racing, of karting, right, where do you go from there? Is it possible to go from there if you, let's say, have enough money and if you're good enough?
I am good enough.
Okay.
I can.
Okay.
Realistically speaking, I can probably get into Le Mans. F1.
Okay.
F1 is maybe, I'm not skilled enough, but I could get into Le Mans if I had funding.
Okay, but like, is Le Mans the only category that you're capable of getting into, or like...
Well, I could go to Indy, but I don't really want there. I don't want to go to Indy. I prefer Le Mans.
Okay, but it's like, is there supposed to be a person who scouts you or something like that? Because like, I know nothing. How does that work? How do you get into Indy or Le Mans? Like,
in the beginning, I thought, you know, you go race randomly and then someone will scout you, but... That's pretty much a fairy tale.
Okay.
You need a lot of money, and you need to win championships. Like, you need to win.
Okay, so are you winning, or are you just winning now?
Well, this is my second year of racing, so I'm kind of just getting into it. But I think I have the skill. No, I do have the skill.
Okay.
If I continue in it.
Okay, that's great. Then another question. Okay. How old are you now?
Well... I'm 17 actually, and I think 5 months.
17 and 5 months. Okay, so we're counting months too. Okay.
Yeah.
Now with Ryan, how do you know Ryan?
Well, he used to be my neighbor, you can say.
Okay.
And I recently got to know him better. All I knew about him was that he just lived somewhere in my community. But then when I moved out, I got in contact with him, and I found out he's pretty much into racing as much as me. So you can explain your story, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, I also wanted to ask you, are you also karting? Like, are you doing any motorsports or something like that?
Well, yes, I am into professional as well. As our friend Aki just said, same thing, same story, kind of. You know, the non-like affordable type thing, SWS. I'm trying to get into IME, but, you know, it's... The frustration, the pressure in order to get into IME is very hard, of course.
It's the money. It's not hard at all.
It's mostly it. But obviously, I would say Aki is way better than me in racing, because his lap time is very uni like way better than me. Even though I have a lot of catch up to do, kind of in 2 second difference. Even I would say I'm also very good at track, but I don't want to compare anything against Aki. So yeah,
Oh,
it's
come
just
on. No need to be humble here. Like, boast yourself too. Come on.
you have to be, how to say it, you have to
just
be arrogant.
absolute shit.
Exactly, mate. Because like
Okay.
maybe you're more consistent than me, but you can win sometimes. I can win sometimes, but you can lose all the time. That's the difference between me and you.
Now let's settle that on track. Let's go.
Well, I'll see you next month since the later is.
Next month, yeah.
Yeah, but
Wait. Now, another question.
go
Where
ahead.
can I actually watch this battle happen? Is it even possible to watch it happen? Because I'm so intrigued now.
I'll record it with my GoPro. I'll
Yeah,
record it with my GoPro.
we'll record it, don't worry.
Oh, please do, because I already watched some videos of yours, Aki, and I honestly love
Actually.
them.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I actually did, and I love them. And honestly, I would love to see you both battling because, like,
I
you
never
talking
I
here.
yeah, we'll
Yeah.
probably have the Sebastian Vettel and Lewis Hamilton type of rivalry or something in the future.
Yeah, I never went
Oh
head to head with him in real life, but I think we
Yeah.
did some sort of sim racing.
We need, yeah, for sure.
A video of you battling
Yes.
Sebastian Vettel versus Fernando Alonso,
I'm Alonso,
2012
obviously. I'm the better.
battle. Like,
Yes.
oh my God, that would be amazing, honestly. Yeah.
100%.
I also wanted to ask, like, how did you get into karting and also F1? But we're first gonna start with only karting, so.
So I got into racing because I saw my dad used to go very fast, and it just intrigued me. I was like, oh, I'm going so f like he used to go so fast, so it intrigued me. And then when I got to know about Formula One, I was like, oh, that's very cool. I got to know when I was the age of 12, and since then I was really interested into racing and everything. So yeah, that journey goes on after that.
Wait, so your dad started watching Formula One?
He used to drive like very interesting, so that like when I was with him,
Oh,
I used to get
okay.
like, oh my God, his overtakes are really cool. So I was like, it really the speed and everything that just got used to me, and I was like very intrigued after on.
Okay, so once again, in what category did your dad drive?
Normal street racing.
Like local street racing or something like that.
Local, yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. Okay, now can I ask A Aki that?
Of
How
course, of
did you get
course.
into karting?
So, one time I was in Abu Dhabi to like do my papers and documents, and then my father dropped me off in Yas Mall, so I walked to Yas Marina Circuit to explore the place, because I was always into racing. I didn't know karting existed. That's the thing. So I stumbled upon the kart zone, which is the karting track in Yas Marina. And I was like, I bet. I call my dad. I tell him come to kart zone, and like. I registered to just do a test session, 15-minute test session. So what happens
Okay.
is, I get in the overalls they gave me. I put the helmet upside down, funnily enough, and then everyone started laughing. And I was like, I'll show you. I was like, I'll show you. So like, I start racing with, well, that's not racing, but it's more like practice, yeah. But everyone is racing technically. So we all get in the carts, we buckle up. I was first driver to get out, but then. I hit the brakes and let everyone pass. I was like three, I think three or four kids. Well, they're not kids, they're the same age as me. But like, yeah, three or four kids and like two adults. So what happened is, as soon as I let them pass, I step on it and I fucking hammer every one of them. Like literally, I smashed them. And then the times, the closest one to me was like 6 seconds apart away from my time. And I was like, first time karting, I'm only 4 seconds away from the world record. So I was like, well, I got skill, so let's do this more.
Wait. So you were 4 seconds away from the world record while
My first
smashing
time.
it? Okay,
Yeah,
while
my first time.
smashing everybody up, like pushing
Well,
off the track and stuff.
you could say I did a little bit of some Schumacher movements.
Yes, you did. The answer to my question is yes. Okay, I
Yeah, I
understand.
have
That's amazing,
never had.
honestly.
Again, racing is fucking expensive, so I cannot really do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. And that's where my other question comes in. Basically, your parents are probably supporting you, right? Both of you.
They are supporting us, but we both do not have the financial capacity to get into actual racing.
They're very
Okay.
supportive, but like it is very hard. Because like my dad can, my parents can support me in financially, but the thing is, I have siblings and everything, so it's very, it cannot be very, really balanced. So it's very hard. Because like in karting, first of all, you need to invest a lot. So like, it's very hard to even invest into racing.
Yeah, makes sense.
So this is going to be very interesting, and I absolutely hope this works.
Okay.
Ryan went to his university, and like they asked them to start a racing team in the university, and me and Ryan will be like coaches or something in there.
There is actually, yes, there is actually a story. We actually did just did talk we just talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I've actually applied for my university to start my own racing team. They have actually very they're very interested in moving on, but they're just not very confirmed into investing it in like investing it yet due to how they'll get throughout the community if actually people are interested into getting racing. So I was like, don't worry, you know, it's just not me who's gonna coach. It's, you know, I can't be alone as a coach because I know I am good, but like I cannot be the best one. So like I said, Aki, like, you know, to hop onto this because he would be very good in explaining things than me. So yeah.
Like
Yeah.
I really hope that works out for you guys because this is amazing. And
We
if the
hope that
university,
too.
university decides to actually invest into it, like this could be a great thing for you both.
It could be an amazing opportunity for me to achieve my dream, actually.
Yeah, actually.
So I think in 2 weeks or maybe 1.5 weeks, I'll be throwing a speech at his university. Kind of excited.
Wait,
Let's see.
okay, so Aki, you're 17 and Ryan is.
Correct.
Currently 16, turning 17 this November. Yes.
And you're already going to a university?
It's fundamental. It's not.
It's
He's not like
very.
studying.
It's not. It is studying, but like. Like it's I don't know if you can, it's like International Foundation program type of thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, because
Yeah.
I was confused for a second how that
Yeah.
worked because we go to university when we're 18 in my country. So, yeah, I was confused.
Most countries, you get into
Yeah, most countries.
university,
Yeah.
you don't study, like you get used to university. Then when you graduate, you get actually get in there.
That's what I'm doing currently, yeah.
Okay. So, I was about to ask you about your school situation and like all of that stuff. Does it clash with karting or?
I would
Yeah,
drop out of school the moment I get a chance in racing.
he just
Oh.
wants to invest all the college and tuition fees on
I'm
racing
ready to
again.
go all in. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
He's
kind
got
of
very,
a.
very, very confidence. I
I am
I'm just
confident.
I'm yeah, that's a great thing as well. But like I'm just scared if I want to get into racing, but like, you know, I always need to have a backup plan. That's what I'm doing.
Well, my
Okay,
backup plan
so.
is to be a pilot, but yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's really cool, but like as for now, it's a pretty hard situation for you guys, as far as I'm understanding, right?
Correct, but
Yep.
Yeah.
right now it might be hard. 10 years this will be easy. So I'm very
Yeah.
opportunistic.
Yeah, let's see what happens, you know,
Oh, I
after.
will, don't worry.
Yeah. I know. Obviously, we are here. You know, me and Aki are there for each other. So, like, I know if I need support, I have someone to go to. So, we'll see.
Okay, so let's end it on that note with this whole conversation. I got pretty much what I wanted to hear.
Yep.
Honestly, I'm
Yep.
really excited for you guys with the whole university thing. So
Yes, I'm also
please,
excited as well.
yeah, please notify me when
We'll
if
keep you
that works
updated.
out. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I think should we actually move on to the whole race thing and all of that?
It's about time, actually.
Yeah, it's about time.
Okay, you've had enough talking about yourselves. Let's talk about Formula One. Another
Yes.
question. Another question. How did you get yourselves interested in Formula One?
Well, I was 7, and then it's actually a kind of cool story. So my
Okay.
dad was always into Formula One. He was like a diehard Schumacher fan. But then like I was seven, maybe I think 2012, 2013, in the battle years. I go to the living room with my friend, and then I see my dad there. He's watching a phone. And then I see Sebastian Vettel. I could literally, like, see smoke going off his helmet. Obviously, it's imaginary, but, like, when you're kids, you see stuff that's not really there. So
yeah.
I saw Sebastian Vettel coursing through the air, cutting the air, absolutely flying, amazing. And I just, from there, it ignited the fire that carried on for 10 years and probably will never die.
So wait, you actually remember seeing that? Because I was probably older than you guys when Seb was, yeah, in 2013. I don't actually have memories like that because my dad used to watch F1 like religiously too.
Yeah.
And I do remember seeing Schumacher on the podium, Seb on the
mm-hmm.
podium, but like I don't actually remember any of that stuff, like racing and who was winning. You do
yeah.
actually remember seeing him, like.
That's about
the
only memory I have from when I was a kid in F1.
That's amazing. That's honestly amazing.
And actually, I also remember going to Ferrari World 2 and then like testing the Formula Rossa sitting in an actual F1 car. I have a picture.
That's so cool. Okay. Ryan, what about you? How did you get yourself into Formula One?
Okay, this is very strange because I'm part of this family which, you know, usually prefers football and cricket. Like, you know,
yeah.
they just watch that religiously. And I'm the
Typical
only one.
Typical Indian.
kind of, but okay, okay, let's not be racist here, but okay. So I told you this guy's gonna get us cancelled one day. Okay.
No.
So F1 was when I was 12 years old. It's very strange. I saw Lewis Hamilton a poster on like this television thing. I was like, whoa, this guy looks cool. You know, well, like he had this helmet and everything. I was like, that's so cool. So I researched on him. And I was like, oh, he's in Formula One. So the next day, I see, oh, there's a Formula One race coming on a Sunday. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it. When I watched it, it was really interesting. I mostly watched, there was Sebastian Vettel, Alonso, and everyone. Even Alonso was like world champion back then. So I was really very intrigued. So I used to be a very huge fan of Lewis Hamilton, and still I am. Yeah, I love that dude. So I saw him, and I was like, whoa, this guy looks so cool. Even from his driving skills to how he looks sexy. Wait, wait, wait. Okay, okay. Let me not get carried away.
Let's not get off course.
Yeah, let's not get carried away. Yeah, so his hair looks, his fashion, everything. So I was like, this guy is my idol.
Okay, makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, so from then, I was just watching Formula One. And it was very weird for me to be the only one watching.
Okay, so from then, how many years has it been that you were like actually watching Formula One, not just remembering some stuff from your childhood?
For me, I got into F1 heavily in like May 2019. I did not miss a single race from 2019, but I always watched Formula One.
I've known Formula One, like I've been watching it like occasionally when I started when I was seven, age of seven, when I like saw a bit of races, but I got like interested, like full on diehard fan, probably 2017-ish.
So you both are watching way longer than I have, because like I've been watching since last season, like half of the last season, but I've known Formula One for like my whole life. I was, as I say it myself, quote unquote, I forgot about it. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, stuff was happening and so on and whatnot. And then last year, my friends then just decided to talk about Charles and Lewis Hamilton. And I saw, like, how much they were fighting between each other. And then, like, one was a Hamilton fan and the other one was Max fan, so you get the idea.
It reminds me of us.
We're Verstappen fans. It's literally me and Aki right now. We have this rivalry friendship. He loves Verstappen. I love Lewis Hamilton. Sometimes we get into a wrong note, but you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
I think Lewis Hamilton may be getting too old. You know, like
oh,
I actually love Hamilton, but but like,
Oh, come on. No,
what did
no,
you
no,
say? What did you say? You can't
no.
say that, man. I will beat
Exactly.
you up. I will beat you
But
up.
come on. There's no such thing as getting too old because, like, look at Fernando.
I mean, see, the thing about Fernando Alonso, he's not human. Obviously, you can see.
What
Let's
you
get
mean by that? What do you actually
no.
mean that
Listen,
you can't do it?
let's get the conspiracy hats.
You could clearly hear from his voice how he simps for Alonso.
Okay, let's get the tinfoil hats, get the conspiracy going.
Okay.
I have a theory that Fernando Alonso stopped aging since he was 20.
You know what?
Yeah.
I would actually agree with you, but I would change it a bit, the whole conspiracy theory. The part where he stopped aging after 20, I think he stopped aging after 2012 when he lost the championship to Seb. Because
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
yeah, because like, you know when they say that anger fuels you to get
Yeah.
going? So he was so angry since then. That's why he's still racing. That's why he's still hoping for the third championship title and like everything.
He's gonna get it, don't worry. I'm always biased towards Fernando Alonso, despite me being a Max Verstappen fan. Everyone knows Alonso is my love.
And Ryan's love is probably Lewis Hamilton, right?
That's
So,
correct.
Yeah, I would marry that dude.
okay, and I'm kind of in the middle. I'm agreeing with you both guys, but at the same time, I'm not because like, I'm for Seb. I was for Seb always, and since he left, I don't have a place
The thing
in the
is,
sport.
I have respect for Vettel fans. I have
Everyone
respect,
is a Seb
huge
fan.
respect. Everyone, even Charles Leclerc fan. Everyone is a Charles Leclerc fan as well. But I don't have respect for Verstappen fans, even though I'm sorry, Aki, but after what happened in Jeddah, I can't.
That's why you're 2 seconds slower.
Okay,
Oh.
bro. Okay, we'll see you next month.
We'll see you next month. Yeah, let's see.
But like in Jeddah, when? What are you exactly talking about? What happened in Jeddah?
2021.
2021. The brake test from Verstappen.
Yeah. You know what? Getting into
Oh.
2021, it is my favorite season by far because
Okay.
every single race, everyone's on the edge of their seats because Max and Lewis would absolutely flame it. It was mad, and I
It
loved
was it
it.
was it was it was a deserved win for Lewis, but I guess Max clutched at the last minute.
I mean, we all got to thank Latifi for that, but yeah, we can say you're right.
He's the goat, man.
Yeah, the GoTifi.
Helping Max win his both championship titles.
See, I think GoTifi is the best because he is the only driver that has an assist.
Stop capping hard.
No, because Latifi assisted Max Verstappen with his championship. So he's the only one with an assist. So that's why he's the GOAT.
All right.
Okay. I'm just gonna let that slide because I'm honestly, I have no idea what your guys talking about.
Just leave
Oh,
it.
yeah, you didn't watch 2021.
I mean, I did. I watched some videos about it and I watched like a few highlights of the races, and I know the whole controversial thing about Abu Dhabi, but I tend to not get myself involved in it because there's a lot of people who are sometimes delusional.
I am not delusional by any means, but I love
He's
getting down into business
autistic.
with people.
He's autistic. Wait, no. Stop. Not delusional. He's autistic.
Like the fact is, I'm more talking about the people who are on TikTok and like on other social medias. They tend to base like some things about other things which are not true, and then maybe show their bias towards another driver, which I really don't like, and I myself tend to not get.
These are the people who just watch F1 to say they watch F1.
Yeah, probably, but also like there are some people who are like you can't talk to them like honestly because they are not trying to understand you for the sake of understanding. They're
No,
just there to,
exactly. I
yeah.
hate those people who actually just watch and don't understand anything, and they just try to get attention. Like, oh yeah, I watched that and that. Like, oh yeah, that did you see Max Verstappen's P1? Did you see that overtake? I'm like, do you even
Yeah,
know
yeah.
what that is? Like, once I asked one of my friends, what is What is DNF? And my guy didn't know anything about it. I was like, bro, then why are you watching it?
I mean, it makes sense when a person is like a new fan and they're trying to figure it out. Like, it makes sense.
You know,
But
he's like,
when they
yeah,
start
like,
talking about stuff like strategies and other like technical stuff and they don't even know what DNF means, that's another side of the story.
just yeah, they just like just pisses me off sometimes.
Yeah,
See.
same. Okay, well, like while we're talking about these people who are watching just for the sake of saying they're watching F1, did you see like the whole another drama that happened between so Miami? We know that
Yeah.
there was a lot of celebrities, a lot of influencers, right? And there were a lot of girls. I'm about to come for a lot of girls.
Oh, I
I
know
don't like
exactly
where
what
this
to
is
say right
going.
now.
I don't like the way it's going. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go
Okay.
ahead.
So Alex Earle was invited also to like she basically said in one of her TikToks that she was invited by someone who works in F1, I guess I'm making the assumption, because they offered her two tickets to go and she basically said, I'm just going to this big car race thing and I don't even know what it's about and like so on and so on. And basically the comments are the whole problem of this thing.
Yeah.
Like she basically said that she's looking to hook up with a driver. Because someone said that please hook up with Charles Leclerc for us.
Oh my Lord.
Which is
Oh my Lord.
disgusting, bro.
Yeah,
What
see,
the hell?
okay.
maybe one time when I'm a racing driver and like I see a comment like this, obviously what I do is shut off my phone. But like in America, they always keep bringing the influencers because like the average American still doesn't know what Formula One is.
I
So
mean,
they
yes,
are
they
watching it because of the influencers. That's
Yeah,
why.
yes, like the
NASCAR
whole.
and
But come on, like the whole point of bringing influencers is to give F1 exposure, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but if the influencer doesn't even know what F1 wins and is and like can't explain what it is, then what's the point of bringing the influencer?
Yeah, no, they're just
See,
there to like
they're
what I
basically there to bring in more people. That's what they do.
yeah.
Like they don't care
Yeah.
if you know anything. They just want you to bring people that like you. Because like I met with Anna Alkabisi personally. She's a Formula 4 UAE driver. I think she got to Le Mans, I don't remember. But like I see how this works because Anna Alkabisi went to a car event here, and I think because she went there, a lot of people actually went there, not for the car event, but to meet her. And I was one of them. Well, I was for both, but like yeah.
Like, I hate the way that it's going, like the whole thing with Formula One, that it's becoming an entertaining, like sport, an entertainment, even not a sport. That's what's annoying with Formula One right now,
It's
for
all about
me.
money, Sunshine.
I
It's all
mean,
about
yes,
money.
it is, but like, come on, how desperate can they get, as if they're not making enough money?
See, when Liberty Media took control of F1,
Yeah.
they went in the right track up until 2022. Then
Yes.
that's when they started making ridiculous deals that no one will like other than people who don't even watch F1. So.
Which, while we're talking about this, I really wanted to ask your both opinions on the sprint thing.
The sprint, yeah?
Yeah.
I absolutely think it's horrendous. It's taking away from the gem that is the Grand Prix. See, look, usually what I do, yeah? I never watch the practice. I only watch qualifying, sleep, wake up, watch the race. Yeah?
Yeah.
By adding the sprint, you have to watch a part of the practice and then you're gonna sit there for half an hour. Now you see a qualifying. And then, the next day you see a race that has zero meaning, zero purpose, other than entertain a couple of smooth brains. And then once you wash away the beauty of the Grand Prix, now you can watch the actual Grand Prix after you already seen some racing, after you got your dopamine high. So literally it's ruining the Grand Prix.
I mean, honestly, I definitely agree with you because, like, as I don't remember who said it, but like someone said it on their podcast that basically the sprint is meant for the whole TikTok generation that don't have the capacity to actually sit through an entire race.
That's correct.
And honestly, yeah, that is correct, because like, what's the meaning of it? Other than bringing the top four teams more points.
I still, like, since the sprint shootout started, I still don't understand what it is and still don't understand the concept of it. Like,
I
I don't
mean,
understand how is it.
it's basically just another day for having a, let's call it a tiny race. It's just a race with a qualifying and then a not a full distance of a race. That's all it is, basically. If you like put it in simple terms, because it doesn't have any meaning when you look at it from a distance, from a different perspective, because last year it was at least that the sprint would set the grid for the actual race, which now it
Yeah.
doesn't. So what's the point of it?
Yeah, like right now, last year we had one qualifying and then a sprint. This year you have two qualifyings, two races. That is too much. You're taking away from the big stuff and adding to the little stuff that nobody watches.
I was just about to say it's literally just waste of time, kind of
It
I
is.
would prefer, yeah, I would just prefer the qualifiers practice and the Grand Prix because it was really going into the order because it was perfect. The sprint shootout.
Yeah, because me myself, I tend to watch practice sessions if I can, because I actually like them. I just like the whole like build up of the weekend when you get practice sessions, which are calm most of the time, unless Leclerc decides to crash in one of them, like we had in Miami this time. Then we have quali, and then we have the race, which is like the whole build up is exciting. And like then you can go on with the entire rest of your week because you had your time watching F1 and that's enough. But now you have to watch Friday practice and quali, then Saturday if you want to know what happened and like don't miss out anything, you have to like have the entire day off just to watch the sprint shootout and the sprint and then the race. It's unnecessary in my opinion.
Incredibly.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I literally don't even watch the sprint shootout anymore. I literally just skip it. I just watch the qualifiers and practice and Grand Prix just like I used to do before. And I just think it's just,
You know what I really
no
hate
use.
about the sprint?
What?
Look, so once you have a race, like once the drivers do a race, they already done a race. And now you tell them next day, go do a race after they're like probably very tired from the first race and still recovering. And I tell them, oh, jump in the car, another race. Like literally, it's putting the drivers are giving less capacity, so fans could get maybe two fans out of a million could get entertainment, because nobody watches the sprint seriously.
You know what? That's a really good point of yours because I didn't even think about the drivers, which is weird. Like, I didn't even think that, yeah, they are tired. They really are, and they need to recover, which is like, what is F1 thinking at this point? Like money? Is that
It is. Sadly, money is king.
It is. FIA is corrupted and it just goes like, they just care about, like for just a small penalty, it's so much the race have to pay. Like, so I think FIA is just corrupted, in my opinion.
You might not believe it, but it happened in the past, so I think it can happen. It still happens now, but nobody knows about it.
I
So
mean, of course it does. Like, if we're talking about the past, there was a lot of those called quote unquote gentlemen's agreements, which, like, if one of the teams decided to not listen to it and, like, not do what the gentlemen's agreement said, like, and snitch, let's say it like that, then the penalties would be huge and, like, there were no
exactly.
hand washing, as I say it.
That is because, like, it's not only penalties. I don't remember, but back in Le Mans, like when Ford joined Le Mans, when they won the first race, they gave the win to, I think, Porsche, because apparently Porsche started late, so they delayed. No, subtracted time that Porsche took to get out, and then they counted from when Porsche got out to when they finished the race. So, like, you can imagine, everyone started, and then after maybe an hour, Porsche started. And then, like, when everyone finished, Ford was in P1. But then, like, because Porsche started later and finished later, since they subtracted, I don't know, maybe 1 hour, they gave the win to Porsche, despite Ford arguably winning.
Wait, wasn't this put it in the Ford versus Ferrari movie
Yes,
also?
it's
Yeah.
based on a true story, so.
It's an amazing movie, but I'm talking nonsense
Corruption.
because of the
Corruption is
point.
bad.
I mean, and like the whole, but FIA is saying that they're not actually keeping the money. The money goes somewhere else.
Lies. Simply lies.
But
I'm
don't
getting
quote me
paid
on
these
this
days.
because I know that they really did say that somewhere because they're not supposed to keep the penalty money. It's supposed to
See.
go in, I think it's supposed to go into the prize fund. That's where it's supposed to go.
See here. The FIA and F1 make way more money from not penalties, other stuff. So the penalties are literally an extra dinner. Because if you remember when Max Verstappen touched Hamilton's wing, and then like they fined him 25K. No, 50K.
50, 50.
When they asked Max Verstappen about it, he said, "I hope the FIA can have a nice dinner with expensive champagne with the extra money." So that tells me that they are using the money for themselves.
It's also Max at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, if Max said such a thing that is totally logical, maybe someone who does not have as big balls as Max wouldn't say it. But since Max said it,
Maybe. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Max could get in trouble if it's false. But since it's real, they can't really say that he's saying, like defaming the FIA. They could very possibly be taking the money for probably the head of the FIA.
Yeah, like no, like FIA is like kind of like FIFA, right? Like if you compare it to football, the FIA has the money and they just lie on top of that, saying that that money goes to the prize fund and that.
No, they're just saying this so that people like don't question them too much.
I mean, I think there, I still think that some like amount of money still goes into the prize fund, but like maybe not
Obviously,
all.
but most of the money goes to self-pleasure.
I mean, we don't know that honestly. It's like getting really theoretical right now and
But
like,
it's very logical.
I mean, it is logical. I'm not saying that it's not, but the fact that we don't know and we will probably never know kind of makes me mad to the fact like till I don't want to even talk about it because it makes me so mad. Because
Yeah, exactly.
we're never going to know.
Because, like, an incident happened where, if you remember, I think in Spain, I don't remember which year, Fernando was testing a car and the car suddenly hit the barrier. And Fernando, I think, was shocked. Nobody knows what really happened. No cameras, no footage was shared. But Fernando hit the barrier and was rushed to the hospital.
So this was part one of this episode, and tomorrow I'm going to be releasing part two. So I hope you enjoyed this part, and I hope you will enjoy part two of the episode tomorrow. If you want to find Aki or Ryan, you can find them both on Instagram. Ryan's handle is at RyanMan24. And Akis is Aki with a double I underscore Sokudo. I'll leave both of their Instagram names in the description of the episode. And also you can find Aki on YouTube because he does sim racing and he uploads videos also. So if you're interested, you can find everything in the description of this episode. And don't forget to listen to tomorrow's part two of this episode. So, yeah, that's about it. Thank you so much for listening to part one, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.